We're back on the morning show, and this is the State Capitol Report. I'm Dean Kallenbach, in for Kate Archer Kent. For our remaining time this hour, we'll talk to David Crowley, a Democratic state representative from Milwaukee and the chair of the new Black and Latino Caucus of the Legislature. As always, we'd like to hear from you. Call 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. So, David Crowley, we welcome you to the State Capitol Report. Talk a little bit about the goal of this new Black and Latino Caucus.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me. But the goal of the Black and Latino Caucus is basically for us to tackle and be proactive when it comes down to tackling issues affecting Black and Latino people here in the state of Wisconsin. We want to make sure that we have a voice, so we want to make sure that we're coming together, making a bipartisan effort to tackle the issues that face many communities of color here in the state of Wisconsin.
Now, you talk about a bipartisan effort, but at this point, the caucus is made up of only Democrats, right?
It's currently, I wouldn't say we're only made up of Democrats. We have reached out to Representative Rodriguez to bring her to the table. She did not want to come out in support because, I'm not going to say not support, but be on this particular press release to make sure that she understands her role. And we bring her perspective to the caucus as well. But as of right now, we have everybody as far as the Dems on board, and I think we'll be having Jesse Rodriguez on board pretty soon as well.
Now, in a press release announcing the caucus's formation, you said you look forward to tackling the tough issues that affect our community every day. What would you say is the most pressing issue facing African Americans in Wisconsin?
Right now, I would say it's access to jobs, making sure that we are minimizing the unemployment rate here, not only across the state, but here in the city of Milwaukee. We are still in double-digit unemployment when it comes down to Black unemployment across the state and in the city of Milwaukee. But it's also tackling other issues where we're talking about child care, whether we're talking about transportation or income inequality. It's really about having that conversation as people of color to figure out what we need to do to put us in a better field. The state of Wisconsin has been known to be the worst place to raise an African-American child, and we see that. And what we want to do is we want to turn that around and make sure that other communities of color don't have to see the negative statistics that we've seen throughout the state.
What kind of, I mean, obviously you're a legislative caucus, so you're hoping to see things done to fix the problems that you're noticing. What kinds of fixes would you like to see, and what sorts of things would you anticipate that the Black and Latino caucus would, what would they take up?
Well, we're going to be discussing that. On Monday, February 12th, we're going to have the very first ever State of Black and Brown Wisconsin Address to really talk about those issues, talk about the issue of education, talk about the issues of jobs. I know what I want as a state legislator and what I want to see in my district. But I think it's extremely important that we have a table set, an environment to allow African-Americans, Latinos all across the state to talk about the issues that directly affect them, and really coming up with a model or, a collective agenda to make sure that we can move it forward. I think that when you talk to individuals, legislators who are people of color, we have an idea of what we want to see, but I think this is the perfect time for the caucus to bring these ideas together and tackle them one by one.
If we may dive in a little bit deeper on that, and I understand you're not speaking for the caucus now, but as you, Representative Crowley, would like to see, what are some initiatives that you think are important that this legislature takes up to deal with issues that are affecting the Black and Latino communities in Wisconsin, and understanding that you're speaking for yourself?
Absolutely. Well, for me, again, jobs, making sure that we have access to jobs. A lot of the jobs that have been coming up here in the state of Wisconsin are not in particular communities of color. And how are we making sure that people have access to those jobs, and that's where transportation comes in. When we talk about Foxconn, you know, even though it's not something that I would fully support, I think that if we're going to have something like this coming, we need to be focusing on a regional transit authority. How do we get people in underserved communities to the jobs that we know that or believe is going to change the direction of this state? As well as education, making sure that we have access to quality education. I am trying to push to make sure that we have access to free and affordable college, access to public transportation, access to just having a driver's license. Many individuals in the district that I represent don't have access to a license, and so that hinders them from actually gaining some sustainable employment. So really focusing on, you know, making sure that people get access to jobs, making sure they have the transportation to those jobs. But even if they have transportation and a job, it's making sure that if they have children, that those children are well taken care of, and making sure that we provide an opportunity for them to have their children in child care and get a good job. I mean, I can go on and on about the many different issues, whether we're talking about police accountability, whether we're talking about police-community relations. There are many issues that we need to tackle, and I know that we don't have that much time for us to talk about it one by one. So,
Representative Crowley, you within the so far the Black and Latino caucus, again, is only Democrats so far, with the possibility of adding another legislator on the Republican side, but. You're a small group, relatively small group, within the minority party, essentially. How do you expect to get your issues front and center in such a way that you get that sort of bipartisan activity that you would hope for? What strategies do you see beyond next week's address?
Okay, definitely. Well, it's about building relationships. I think that when we talk about everything that's been happening in the state of Wisconsin, if we all want to do better, then we all need to do better. And that's one way of doing that is creating that stepping stone. Right now, I know it's a difficult climate of talking about race when you think about everything that's been happening nationally. But I think that this is an opportunity that we need to seize right now. There's been many conversations related to income inequality, just bridging the gap on race relations. And I think it's going to be about building relationships, really having that genuine and sincere conversation with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle about issues that directly affect communities of color. And while I know that this is going to be an uphill battle, that doesn't mean that we cannot strive and do what we need to do for Black and brown people here in the state of Wisconsin. And I think one of the ways to do that is, again, continue to build relationships. We're going to have this addressed. More importantly, we have to be proactive. We have to bring our issues to the forefront. We can't react, allow anybody, but we cannot no longer react to the issues that are at hand. We need to bring the issues that directly affect us to the forefront and make sure that we are proactively tackling that. If the Republican Party or the governor or anybody who is not willing to listen to the Black and Latino caucus, I think it kind of shows that they are not willing to move this state forward as a whole. And I think that we're going to change that dynamic as a caucus, and looking forward to it.
We're speaking with David Crowley. He's Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee and chair of the Democratic Party's new Black and Latino Caucus. Have a little bit of time left to hear from you. 800-642-1234, if you want to try to get in on this conversation. 800-642-1234. Representative Crowley, I noticed that the announcement of this creation of this caucus came at the beginning of Black History Month. What is it that you'd like people to know about the contributions that African Americans have made to Wisconsin?
Well, we've made many strides. Many things have happened, and many African Americans across the state have contributed to the history to the state of Wisconsin. Whether you're talking about the Gwen Moores of the world, the Polly Williams, Val Phillips. A lot has happened here in the state of Wisconsin when it comes down to African Americans. It's just making sure that we continue to celebrate their contributions and what they have done. And as much as African Americans have done as a collective, it's extremely important that we give those individuals that have made those strides, their due part as well. And so making sure that, you know, we have a Senate joint resolution up right now that was written by Senator Taylor to talk about some of the things and some of the efforts African-Americans have done here in the state of Wisconsin. There's a lot, but I think that when we talk, when we continue to talk about this, it's important that we move as a collective. We can talk about the strides that we have seen and where we've come from in the past 50 years, but there's still a long road ahead of us, and we cannot be complacent and still make sure that we're moving towards equality and equity, not only here in the state of Wisconsin, but across this country as well.
So you mentioned already next a week from today, the caucus is scheduled to hold its 2018 State of Black and Brown Wisconsin Address. Give us a preview of what we can expect from that event.
Well, one, you're going to have every elected official, black and brown elected official, part of the caucus speak to different issues here in the state of Wisconsin, whether we're talking education, child care, corrections, you name it. But also making sure that we bring community leaders to the forefront to talk about what we can do as a society to move forward. And so we're going to have Dr. Eve Hall as one of the guest speakers on that day, who's going to, you know, she's the executive director of the Milwaukee Urban League, to talk about the state of black and brown. And we have another guest speaker that we're, I don't want to say the name as of yet because we have not confirmed that person, just waiting to get that confirmation. But we have another guest speaker to just have a good conversation and about where we're going, where we come from, and the next steps.
All right. Building a little suspense for the event next week. Representative Crowley, thanks for joining us.
In there, right? Otherwise, nobody would come.
David Crowley is Democratic State Representative from Milwaukee and chair of the Democratic Party's new Black and Latino Caucus. Earlier, we talked with WPR's State Capitol reporter, Laurel White. This hour was produced by Bill Martins and Nyasia Ellison, with technical direction from executive producer Michelle Johnson. Tomorrow, at this time, award-winning WPR journalist Glenn Mulberg slides into the host's chair, and he'll lead the conversation about the latest fallout from the House Republican memo alleging surveillance abuse, and perhaps some other top political stories as well. That's tomorrow after 7. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.